I thank God tonight for this opportunity of coming to give a word of testimony. I'm only a sinner, you know, saved by the grace of God. And the last verse of that hymn says, "Once more to tell it, would I embrace, I'm only a sinner, saved by grace." I want to base what I have to say this evening. Mr. Higginson said a short word of testimony. I hope mine is not too long. I can fill me coattails if it is. But in Psalm 116, we have these words, "I love the Lord because," and I want to just base what I have to say this evening on three reasons why I love the Lord. The psalmist said, "Because," and the first thing I want to say about it, "He heard me and saved me." In Psalm 34, verse 6, "This poor man cried and the Lord heard him," although I was only a boy at this particular time. Now, we lived on the Creamery Road. I was reared on the Creamery Road. It's called the Creamery Road now, but it's actually, in my day, it was called Arty Crunyach, if you can say that. And they would have cut it short and said Crunyach. But now it's known as the Creamery Road. I was about 3 years of age when we went there. I was born near Bushmills. And as a family, we moved to the Creamery Road. Now, there's two reasons this evening why that place is precious and dear to me. And the first reason is this, that it was the joy that we shared as a family along that road and around that area. We were a large family. I was the sixth in the family, and there were still another four to come. So we were a large family, but we were a happy family. And we loved each other and still do, those of us that are left. I'm actually the oldest one left now. Those before me have all passed away. And most of them, as far as I know, are with the Lord. Certainly, they all had professions of faith. And there were never a dull moment, I can tell you. Nearly burned the house down once. And it was my fault, but I'm not saying any more about that because maybe somebody might tell it to authorities. And I was nearly drowned once along that in that area. And I was nearly drowned. I'm not. That wasn't just a word. I was under the old muddy water, as it were. I had fell in and if I had not, I thought I was. I actually remembered it to this day, although I was only a little boy. But my brothers pulled me out. But the Lord protected me, and the Lord had a purpose for my life. So I wasn't going to drown at that time, I can assure you. But the second reason is the main reason. It was the first place that I heard the gospel preached, and that on the Creamery Road. 1948, 49, around that area, my mother and father were restored to the Lord. It was at a mission in Ballybogie, and you know where Ballybogie is. It wasn't far from Ballyshane. My mother and father went along there to do faith mission pilgrims, and they were restored. Now, you notice I said restored. My mother was reared as a Roman Catholic. She had been confirmed and a Roman Catholic. Her father was a Roman Catholic and saw that the children were brought up Roman Catholics. And there was a big family of them too. There were 17 of them, and four of them died in childbirth, but she had three brothers give themselves in the two in the world and the world wars. But anyway, she, and as a teenager, she came to know the Lord. She attended, her father was passed away by this time, and she attended a mission out in Causeway, coast area, out at the Causeway there. She went to work as a young girl in a house there. There was a preacher called Charlie Allen, and he was preaching the gospel. She attended the meetings and she got saved. And we were thankful for that. She remembered that and always related that to us. My father worked, he was reared on the Creamery Road himself, and he heard the preaching of the gospel as a young man too, and he was saved through a man called John Thompson. But he was gloriously saved and remembered it well. He said he used to go to hear great preachers like Peter Conley, who was the father of Ken Conley. So they were restored at that mission in Bushmill and Ballybogie. And I remember that time well. I was only a boy, and I'll tell you what age I was in 1949. I was 8 years of age, so you can guess my age now. So we're going back a long time. But both of them backslid. My father emigrated to Canada when he was a young man as well after that, and he went away and my mother backslid. So when they met and married after he came home again, he came back again, and they met, and when they married they were both backsliders. And this was the night they were to return to the family and fold of God. They said that they had always that desire to never left them, to come back to the Lord. My father got much involved with the work of the Faith Mission and helped to run a prayer union there in the Creamery Road. But those two Faith Mission pilgrims, they came to our area. They come down and they preached in a barn. A man called James Meadow. That house is still, for those who go across the Creamery Road, it's opposite the Creamery, it's called Brick Hall, and that barn still there to this day. But there were many souls saved at that mission. I remember it well as a boy. I remember tears being shed. I remember some of my family, some of them were with the Lord, that accepted Christ at that mission. There's a man in this town, and I was with him giving their testimony one night. I didn't know where he was saved, and he was saved at that barn mission. And I remember a lady crying and crying after she accepted the Lord. So there was a work done for Christ, I can tell you, at that mission. Now, the second reason this evening is that I love the Lord because he restored unto me the joy of his salvation. I left school at 14, started working. Bertie will know where I started work, Bertie McCacken there. Started work with an Harris engineer, and it was a Christian employer, and there were a lot of Christians worked there. And they had lunchtime meetings, and whenever I started there, I went to those meetings. But I worked there for 9 years, and during those 9 years, I sadly backslid. And I wasn't backslidden in a way outward. I wasn't drinking or smoking, as many of them are doing. I wasn't doing anything like that, but I was backslidden. I wasn't going on with the Lord, and I was never content. And deep down in my heart, I had that longing again to be back with the Lord. But I worked there for 9 years, and then I left school. I left that job and went to work in a big textile factory. And we started shift work. And I rush on now, but I don't want to leave this wee bit out, for I was only a few short months in that job. And I was driving up Main Street, Coleraine, Church Street, as it is. And I saw this wee girl standing at 8 o'clock in the morning. She was waiting to get into employment. She was with us this evening, actually. Waiting to get into the employment. And I knew her. She not to talk to, but I knew who she was. She belonged to the Free Presbyterian Church. And she knew my sister Jean well, and I knew that. And I stopped, and we talked, and so began the most beautiful friendship, and I can say that honestly this evening, it has lasted to this very day. But I want to tell you a more beautiful friendship that has lasted to this day and will continue to last throughout the countless ages of eternity. I attended a meeting with Beth on the 9th of January 1965 in Cabra Old Church there. Reverend Alan Cairns was being installed, and I was at that meeting. But you know, the Lord was working in my heart. The Lord had plans and a purpose for me in all those things that were happening. I want to bring the glory to the Lord this evening. And the Lord was working in my heart. And I knew that around me these people were my people. I knew their God was my God. And before I laid my head on the pillow that evening under conviction at my bedside, I always said my prayers, by the way. But this evening, or this night, it was about near midnight, that I surrendered my life again and my will to the Lord. And that's almost 55 years ago. And he's more precious to me today than ever he was, for he's my Savior and my Redeemer. And I became a member of the Korean Free Presbyterian Church and got involved in the work, along with there the Reverend John Wiley, whom we loved dearly in the Lord. Beth and I were married on 28th of March, 1967. That's past 52 years ago in the old Hanover church there. And as you know, the Lord has given us, blessed us with 3 sons and 6 grandchildren so far. But we want nothing for our family, or never wanted anything for our family. they did not too bad in life, but we never wanted anything for them, but that they would come to know the Lord as their Savior. As you know, Peter's serving the Lord there in Clocker Valley, and Ivor, our second son, is with in the Gospel Hall, and he's now in the office bearer of the Gospel Hall, and he goes out and takes services. Don't say that for any glory to yourself, but the Lord has blessed us. Our youngest son, and I know you pray for him and want to thank you to praying for him. He's over there in Glasgow. He works over there, but continue to pray for him. He did make a profession, but he's away from the Lord. A good son as well, but he's not going on with the Lord. But we approved the Lord in sickness and health. Our son Ivor was diagnosed with cancer when he was 20 years of age. And many of you know, of course, those who were with us at that time. And the Lord heard her cry, and the Lord touched him and healed him. And we want to thank God for those who prayed at that time. We also proved him in sorrow. I can tell you, 1985 was a very sad year for us as a family. My sister Jean, you'll see the wee plaques out there. My sister Jean passed away with a stroke, and it was a big shock to the family. Only 52. And my father, 6 months later, in the same year, he took a heart attack in the church service, and our brother Trevor and Melville, I'll remember that, for they had to come and get me. I was up in Garva at a meeting of elders up there that night, although it was a mission that was here. But when I came back to Corian, my father had passed on to be with the Lord. But he was saved, he was ready to go. So that was a sad. So we proved the Lord in our life. And just finally, I just want to thank the. I tell you, I love the Lord, of course, because He first loved me. 1 John 4:19, and then in 1 John 4:10, here is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We've already heard this evening what that word means. I never know why the Lord saved me, or why the Lord should love me. As I said at the beginning, I'm only a sinner saved by His grace. Why He should have sent His Son to die for me. But I'm so thankful to Him. Thankful to Him for our family. Thankful for the happy marriage that we have had together during these years. And thank God for you people here, for your friendship and for your prayers as we pray for one another. Lastly, I just want to thank God for our pastor, Mr. Higginson. For his friendship, for his pastoral attention, and for the blessing that we've received through his ministry over the past year and since he came to Corian. We thank God for him. Do continue to pray for our dear brother, and to continue to pray for the work, and we continue to pray for each other. Thank you very much.